Ephraim and Asher were the two sons that were raised in Mitzrayim. That's the Kiddush. Everybody's got Chinuch is a big Nisoyen. Chinuch is a big Nisoyen. You know, a child, he sees things and he does things. Chinuch is a very big Nisoyen. In other words, it's a Achrayas. You bring the Yids and you bring in Kinderlich into the world. And it's a Mordek Achrayas. Ephraim and Asher, the dogma of children that were raised in Mamish and Mitzrayim. There were no yeshivas there, there were no shuls there, there was garnish there, and they were tzaddikim gedolim and tzaddikim gemurim. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kids are there, so we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hayois, you know, Hayois, what's chinuch is, you know, mamash, the nekuda, chasim shalom, that they shouldn't stray, and they shouldn't, chmein, chinuch is that they should stay on, we should zoichat, we have siyata d'shmaya, that they should stay on the good path, and they shouldn't, you know, they should become tzaddikim gemurim, with all the nesyonis that being mechanuch a child brings with it. So that's the beginning of Ephraim and Menashe. It can never be harder than it was by Ephraim and Menashe.
Chinuch
is that we should be zoicha to pull through all the nesyonis that they are, and to be mechanech the children al taharas hakodesh. In every that, in other words, it says the chinuch is in the shtiv, right? Chinuch, a child is chuli. You can send them to their best rebbeim and the best chadarim. The mice, it all boils down to the shtiv. If there's a good shtib, and that's why in Europe, like in Europe, and you do it, and there were shtetlach in Europe, they didn't have a minyan b'chlan, there's no shul b'chlan. The Yidin used to come together only on Yom Tovim. Mamish hazay. I mean, you're not talking about Varsha and Lodz. You're talking about the shtetlach where there was Elach Yidin, and they raised the Doris Yisham of Erochim, and there was no minyan there. There's mamish no minyan there. I mean, you look at Mishnah Berurah, and Mishnah Berurah talks about Yom Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, there's a whole halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. In halacha, whether you're allowed to be, if you've got nine people there, so it comes to Rosh Hashanah, whether you're allowed to let one of them go, whether you have to force them to stay, or bring in, or when you're hiring a tzenta, at least to hire a tzenta for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So if the poor people have to pay the same amount as the rich people, there's all halachas. But you see from that whole, all this Simonim Shulchan Aruch, that there were places where Eden lived not so long ago, and for hundreds of years, on Arminian, ungarnished. So where was the chinuch? Where was the cheder? Where was everything? In the shtib. So that's like Yosef HaTzadik. In Mitzrayim, there's no cheder, there's no dust, there's no garnish. What's it given? Given a tata Yosef HaTzadik. So that's what we're asking. We're asking Yosef HaTzadik is the role model example of a shtib, Ephraim and Menashe. The role model example of people who were children that were raised in Mitzrayim, Mamish. And what does Yaakov Avinu say? Yaakov Avinu says, V'atah shnei v'necho, hanei lodim l'cho be'eretz Mitzrayim, Ad boy elecha, till I came to Mitzrayim Lihem. Nevertheless, he saw them, he was so impressed with them, as his then as every man kinder. Lihem, the mamish like my children. Ephraim and Asher kiruv and Shimon Yuli. Even though you didn't have a Yaakov Avinu with you, and you didn't have this with you, you weren't in Eretz Yisrael, Beretz Megurei Aviv, but nevertheless you were Natsliach to be machanach them in an oifim kiruv and Shimon Yuli. And they became Shvatim. That's what every person has to bench his children.
How does that connect with Berachas Kohanim afterwards?
Who?
And so why do we add Berachas Kohanim and Bracha Asher Bracha Acha and Stam Bracha?
What do you mean? Ah, when you mean you mention?
Yeah.
No, that's a Nusach HaKoyleles. For everything linked in them. Yivracha Hashem is Moma and Yor Hashem. She says Moma and Yor Hashem, but Lach is Torah. That's a Bracha HaKoyleles. It was linked alles in them. Ephraim and Asher is a dogma of Chinuch. You walk into a shtib in Mitzrayim and you can always feel you in Eretz Yisrael. That's what we should say.